أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين Sadaqallahul Azim. We continue with verses 48 and 49 of Surah Ali Imran. From verse 45, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the glad tidings that were given to Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha about her having a son. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the qualities of the son. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to speak about the qualities that the son will have. And the son obviously refers to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So going on, the son is not born, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by way of consoling her and telling her about the kind of son that she will have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach him the kitab, the book, وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and wisdom. The kitab here, according to most of the commentators, refer to the scriptures of the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach it to him without any ustad, without any human intervention. Directly he will learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hikmah, the interpretations of this book, of these books, of these scriptures, all of it will be taught directly by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And most especially, wat-tawrata wal-injil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will directly teach him the Torah and the interpretation of the Torah that was revealed before him to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. We always need to bear in mind that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was also from the Bani Israel. He was the last Nabi of the Bani Israel. So in essence, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was also a Jew, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had also come to the Jews. It's a different thing that the Yahud did not accept Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam as a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then those that accepted him became Christians, and they were known as Christians, as Nasara. Otherwise, the continuity of the deen of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam would have continued. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glad tidings is, Allah ta'ala will teach him the Torah, because now the Torah was being contaminated. People were not upholding the ahkam and the rules and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Torah. It was being misinterpreted, it was being changed. It was being upheld for a certain sector of the community, and for a certain sector of the community, there were concessions that were being passed. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him all this knowledge, and then Allah ta'ala is saying to Maryam, wal injil. Now again, we need to understand there is no Isa and there is no Injil. But Allah ta'ala is giving her this glad tidings that Allah ta'ala is going to teach him this Injil. Teaching him means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reveal this Injil to him, and obviously then Allah ta'ala will teach him the interpretation of the Injil, and of course then in this he will then uphold these two kitabs, he will verify, he will confirm the Torah, and of course then he will continue the deen of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him in the Injil, that will also be then a continuation of that. وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will send him as a Rasul to the Bani Israel. And that is again another great wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a Rasul to the Bani Israel. And when he comes to the Bani Israel, he will make this open declaration to the Bani Israel, أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Certainly, I have come to you with an ayah, with a sign, مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, from your Rabb. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about several signs, several miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Just one or two aspects with regards to the miracles of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam before we delve into these verses, just for our understanding. The very important aspect of nubuwat is this, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed nubuwat upon a Nabi, and Allah ta'ala sends that Nabi with that nubuwat, then it becomes compulsory, imperative, important for the people to accept the nubuwat of that Nabi. That is the first aspect. And then sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives that Nabi a kitab. Here, for example, Allah ta'ala gave Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam the Injil, and that was the kitab that Allah ta'ala revealed upon him. And that is in actual fact the document that Allah ta'ala had given to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to present to his people a deen, a shariat, a way of life, by which, number one, they were supposed to have accepted, and secondly, they were supposed to have practiced upon. That was in actual fact the compulsion upon the people. Thereafter, the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam is to, so to say, a second line of action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows. For our understanding, we will have kings of the old days. In these days of media, it's a little difficult for us to understand this. But in the old days, when a king would send a governor to a particular region, to a particular province, he would send him with a declaration, with a decree, with a letter, that I have appointed such and such a person as the governor. Now you people in this province, you accept this man as my governor. That is the first line of action, and that is it. There is no other way out. However, sometimes the kings of the past will give some kind of a token. There will be something of sentimental value. Sometimes is the ring of the king, or sometimes there is other personal possessions of the king that he will hand over as a second line to show that this is a declaration from me, and now it is supported by this item of sentimental value. And such, in actual fact, is the mu'jiza of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Of course, vast differences between the two, the kitab of Allah and a declaration of the king, can never be in any way, can anyone have any correspondence between that. We cannot even think of any kind of equality between the two. The mu'jiza of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is never any kind of comparison between the two. We cannot even compare it, but this is for our understanding. The second aspect is the mu'jiza of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would always be in line with what was prevalent in the time of the people. Now when we go back right to the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the people generally worship stars, and at the same time they also worship fire. Fire has heat, fire gives light. So we see at the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, when they threw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam into the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that very same fire as a miracle for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to be saved from that fire. Allah emancipated him. That very same fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused not to give heed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, showing the people that this can never be a god. In the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam, sorcery, black magic was at its pinnacle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu was salam with a simple rod, a simple stick. And that, and the meaning of mu'ajiza, is to make somebody else ajiz, helpless. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Musa, showed the sorcerers and Fir'aun and all the people of the time, the Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He overpowered them by this mu'ajiza. So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala proved his nubuwat. And now comes the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about. Ulama have expressed that in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to a great degree of that time, philosophy and medicine and science had reached a point where people had become proud of medicine, people had become proud of their achievements. And of course, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the miracles that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows upon him. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this mu'ajiza that of course will make the people helpless, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through this makes them helpless and shows the nubuwat of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.